This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to level with you here and tell you that this next part, well, it's going to get a little weird. It's about performance art and corporate America, Twitter, and self-help books as well. Horse underscore ebooks is a Twitter feed with 214,000 followers. For 4 years, it's been tweeting out bits of seemingly random advice. But then again, 214,000 people followed it, so there had to be something there. Speculation had been that it was a spam bot, completely automated, just Twitter spam. But it turns out there were real people behind it, one of whom is Thomas Bender, who spent the day bringing horse underscore ebooks to life at the Fitzroy Gallery down in Lower Manhattan. We got him mid-performance. Thomas, it's good to talk to you.
Good to be here.
The only way I can think to start this interview, Thomas, is what the heck is this horse ebooks thing?
Horse ebooks is a conceptual art piece created by Jacob Bacala. He has manually tweeted short spam fragments roughly every 2 hours for the past several years.
And these are, I mean, when you say short and spam, it's nonsensical stuff.
Well, I think it depends how you look at it. I think some people okay. have arguably found more meaning in it than in humans' tweets.
Has this been basically sort of stealth marketing all leading up to this gallery thing you guys are doing today? I mean, this is it's an art installation.
Right. So we're doing a performance today for today only called Bravo Spam.
And it's you and Jacob sitting there answering the phone. You tweeted out a phone number and people call it, right?
That's correct. So the phones have been ringing nonstop since 10 a.m.
We tried, actually, and it was busy.
You weren't able to get through?
No.
Yeah, so there's been a, you know, we're answering the phones as fast as we can and delivering short spam messages, and they're ringing off the hook. You can probably hear it in the background.
So I'll tell you, there's a video clip of you guys online in the gallery answering the phones, and it does look a little bit like office automatons sitting there, you know, mindlessly answering the phone. I can kind of get the vibe.
Right. I mean, I think with several of the things we're doing, if you saw it or observed it casually without looking closely, it could pass for a real business. And we like this concept of business art and performing through businesses.
Do you have some of the text there that you've been reading to the phone callers?
Would you like me to read a couple of these entries?
I would, very much.
Discover how the 10K rule must be followed in order to have affiliate success.
Oh.
Post-interview.
Oh.
Banana nut cake.
I don't know what that means.
The ebook. Garaging business plan. Online music retail business plan. Quicker recovery time from injuries. So, I mean, they're very hopeful and positive, I think.
Bit by bit, you could see some philosophy coming there.
Right. I mean, I almost wonder, these fragments might be more valuable than the actual self-help books they're taken from.
Thomas Bender, he is with Jacob Bacala, the creator of Horse Ebooks, the Twitter feed that is all the rage online today. Thomas, thanks a bunch.
Thanks very much.